Well, this morning, joining me on the telephone this morning, we have the 17th Congressional District. A reminder, tomorrow is Election Day for the primary. We have Joe McGraw of Rockford and Scott Crowell of Milan. We've already spoken to Mr. McGraw. Today is Mr. Crowell's turn. The winner will face first-term U.S. Rep. Eric Sorensen, who does not have a primary opponent. Welcome to the show, Farmer Scott.
Well, thank you, Vanessa. I enjoy being on with you.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking time to give us a call as we get ready for Election Day tomorrow. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I grew up in Davenport, Iowa, went to the University of Dubuque, got my degree in Business Administration, Aviation Management. Then I went on to work for the Quad City Airport for 36 years total, 26 of them with a company called Air Wisconsin. When I was with Air Wisconsin, I held the position of customer service operations manager. Then I worked for the airport itself the last 10 years. During all this time, 1991, my wife's grandmother passed away, and she was a farmer's wife, I should say, and her dad's a farmer, and I helped him quite a bit on the farm, and he offered this 200-acre farm to us. We bought it, started farming, loved it. I expanded it by 3.5 times over the years. And I really enjoy farming. Like I tell people, I have two best jobs in the world. One, I work for an airline, and second, I'm a farmer. So I've been blessed in my life.
Well, that's good. And agriculture, a major discussion point and topic, or one of, throughout the globe, if you think about it. Tell us about how important agriculture is to the United States.
Well, it is the breadbasket of the world, as everybody knows, in the Midwest. We started importing over to China a number of years back, and the reason we did is because those people got a taste of protein, and once a person gets a taste of protein, they don't go back. So we are a national or a world supplier of food for the world, and we need to continue that. And the current congressman would like to see us go back to plant-based food. I shouldn't say go back, go to plant-based food. And he need to combat that in Congress as well. So that's one reason why I need to get rid of him. The second reason we need to get rid of Eric Sorensen is he sent me a survey this summer, and it basically asked, should Congress do more to strengthen the southern border? And to me, that was like, if this gentleman doesn't know what he's talking about or know what he's supposed to do in Congress for the American people, he doesn't belong there. And that's what tipped my hat as a common person, a working class person who decided to run for Congress, and I take common sense because of all the things I've done in my life, to Congress, and that's what we need.
Okay. Tell us about your platform. You have multiple bullet points here listed for your platform. You can start with the energy sector if you would like.
Oh, yes. When we lost our energy sector, everybody knew that caused inflation by the gas. Like farmers, they saw the double fertilizer cost, double the fuel cost. It didn't make us that much further ahead because everything doubled in cost for us. And we need ethanol. Ethanol should be an 85% year-round product offered to our citizens. And then we have inflation. What caused inflation? Well, we know energy independence, losing that caused it. And then Congress spending too much money. I just learned about a week ago, our debt goes up $1 trillion every 100 days. So in 1 year, we've done over $3.5 trillion by not reducing or just staying at the same levels of spending and interest rates. Therefore, we need to work on cutting the spending. And with that, we'll get our prime rate down. With that, we'll save money. And that'll also keep the inflation at a more manageable level than 20 or 30% we've seen since Biden took office. Those are two major things we need to do. And, of course, the last one is the major item is the border crisis. We need to get that under control. We know we have terrorists coming in. And here's one other fact I learned since I follow the grain markets. China's stocking up on grain. Why are they doing that? It's kind of worrisome because do they have a plan to take over Taiwan? And they're sending military-age people into our country, male. This doesn't look good. We need to get that border under control right away.
Okay, how would you get the border under control from your perspective? What are solutions to managing the border?
Well, one solution is the president has the power to correct it. And we saw Biden didn't do it, and he doesn't want to do it. Therefore, we need to elect President Trump, re-elect President Trump back in the office. And I'll help him in any way he wants. If he wants to deport the people that are illegal, I'll be more than happy to make sure that funding is available. Because at the present time, we're spending approximately $2,400 a month to house and feed these illegals. That money doesn't belong in the illegals' hands. We don't reward the bank robber, let him keep his money. Therefore, we shouldn't reward the illegal immigrants as well.
Okay. You said China was stocking up on grain. Can you tell me a little bit more about that for our ag audience? I know that it was interesting a couple weeks ago they were getting or purchasing grain from the Ukraine, even though that territory is, you know, certainly a challenge right now.
Yeah, it is. And they were also getting it out of South America as well. I'm not sure how much they've taken from the U.S. recently. However, it was, I believe, Mr. Flores who pointed this fact out to me, which I had no idea China was doing this. And I just don't like the idea of what's going on right at the moment with China.
Okay. What other items are you running on platform-wise for the congressional district, which is the 17th?
Well, I'm a big supporter of our police, veterans, and first responders. Without these people, we are in trouble because they are the backbone of our civilization. And I say that we need them to get crime off the street. We need our veterans who served our country to be taken care of. And our first responders, we're talking either fire or EMT people, they come and help us when we're in trouble. Therefore, we need to make sure these people are well taken care of and well rewarded as well. A quick little example of veterans. Long story short, met a friend of mine who worked at Air Wisconsin. His son's in the Marines. He's a lieutenant colonel. He was a F-18 fighter combat man who flew missions in Iraq. And I asked him what his plans were when he got out of the service, in which he's getting out real shortly here. He said, well, he applied for United Airlines. However, that he hadn't heard back. And my daughter works for American Airlines in the pilot recruiting office. I got those two in touch, and he got a job right away with American Airlines because they recognize vets need to be rewarded, and that's what they did for him.
Okay, yeah, good story there. We're talking with Scott Crowell. He is a farmer in the 17th Congressional District race that is currently happening right now. Early voting tomorrow is the primary election day for us here in Illinois. He faces Joe McGraw of Rockford. The winner will face first-term U.S. Representative Eric Sorensen, who does not have a primary opponent. Scott, if elected into Congress, how will you propose to work with both sides of the aisle, if you will, working together with Congress?
Well, first of all, I'm going to put Americans first, not a party first, and that's what we need to do. The American people come first, and that means across the aisle. If a Democrat has a great idea that it benefits Americans, I'm all for it. Same way with the Republicans. I'm not going to just go along to get along. We need to correct our problems that we have and make sure our solutions in the future are for the future of the American people. And one of the things I'd like to see, and I did sign, is term limits, where it holds the Congress people to 3 terms maximum and the Senate to 2 terms. I think we need to get the career politician out of Washington and get the common sense people, the working class people, back in charge of their country because they know what it takes to be an American and what it takes to win.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like people to know as you embark upon this this race?
Well, I did the vaccination, but I don't believe the government has a right to tell people privately what they should do for vaccinations. And like the mask mandate they had on, which it ended up being not effective at all. They did mask mandates on airplanes. Airplanes are one of the cleanest environments to be because they filtered that air every 3 minutes. And we were being foolish to tell people to wear a mask while they're on an airplane. And that didn't work out at all. And the other thing is, we need to get red tape out of our businesses. And farmers who are in this industry, they know how red tape does with farming. It's like I have CRP program on my farm, and I was told I need to get a permit from the EPA when I go to burn it. Why do I need to get a permit when they're going to issue it anyhow? I mean, it's in the program that you can burn it, but you need a permit. So it's another part of red tape that we don't need in Washington, and we need to eliminate that to make our businesses flourish.
Okay. Well, thanks for reaching out to us and being on the program today.
Well, thank you very much, and vote for Farmer Scott tomorrow.
Good luck, okay?
All right. Thank you for your time tonight.
Sure. That is Scott Crowell of Milan. He is running in the 17th Congressional District on the Republican ballot for the nomination for, like I said, the 17th Congressional District. The election is tomorrow. If you'd like to hear the other interview with Joe McGraw, you can find that on our website. It is 8:40.